they congregate, can they conquer themselves as hostages? The Dominion's Liberation Army. And the king, the kidnappers, says the Harris approved the Harris. The offer was made to the Harris family several days ago, possibly by Jones, and it's then leaked out to the public. In commenting on the offer, Jones said, they're not trying to hide anything, only to do what they thought was right. And we are going to deploy the attackers of the SLA when it could happen. Stay tuned to KUCI for all the news as it happens, and regular news on the hour. We have a full 5 minute report at 4 o'clock right here on KUCI, just about 19 minutes away from now. In Redwood Valley, Jim Jones and other members of the church congregation have offered themselves as hostages to the Sinmenese Liberation Army in exchange for kidnapped newspaper heiress Patricia Hearst. The offer was made to the Hearst family several days ago privately by Jones and has since leaked out to the public. In commenting on the offer, Jones says they are not trying to hide anything, only this to which they thought was right. And he again deplored the tactics of the SLA in the kidnapping. The mighty woman who stands at the country's seawash gates at New York is Eisenhower is being FBI agents to take any rash action in the case. Earlier, Randolph Hearst, father of kidnapped Patricia Hearst, denounced a Saxby comment that authorities would go get the kidnapped co-ed if they located her. I'll have more news right after this. More news, California's Attorney General, Beverly Younger, says some state legislatures are under guard to protect them from snap newspaper heiress Patricia Hearst. Of the lawmakers, Younger said, we received information and asked them whether they would like additional security. They said yes. The Attorney General made the disclosure at a San Francisco news conference today. He declined to describe the information received on the SLA or to disclose how many lawmakers are being protected by his office's security unit. Two armored truck guards and a bank official were shot today during an apparently abortive lunch hour robbery at a downtown Los Angeles bank. Police say one man was captured after leading office in the assembly cleared a parliamentary roadblock. The bill by Senator George Moscone of San Francisco passed the assembly Monday, but it was stalled by a motion for reconsideration by Assembly Republican floor leader Robert Beverly of Manhattan Beach. Legislation to lower the drinking age to 18 has failed for the fourth time in 4 years.
The boy is at news, and with people on the go.
New developments, an offer, and a political rally.
This portion of the news is presented by Adolph Coors Company of Golden, Colorado, brewers of Coors, America's fine light beer.
New developments have occurred in that offer made last night by the People's Temple Church to help the Randolph Hearst family meet the demands made by the kidnappers of 19-year-old Patricia Hearst. Pastor Jim Jones explains the circumstances surrounding their offer of $2,000.
We understand that the so-called Liberation Army will not accept anyone's money in raising this ransom that they've required, but actual Hearst funds. And it seems that Hearst funds are limited to approximately $160 million, whereas this bill for giving $70 food allotment to all the categories that they have mentioned would be something like $400 million. So I guess we will get that check just on our own to assist needy people in categories that they have mentioned.
A few days ago, Jones and several members of his church offered to be hostages in exchange for the release of Miss Hurst. That offer was made in private to the Hurst family, and information on the offer was leaked out today. Jones explains why the offer was made.
Myself have offered to be a hostage, if that would be acceptable to them, to release this young woman, either on a rotating basis in the jails, for the two that they now have, or if they are going to demand, which many say they will, safe conduct out of the country, which would probably be in our best interest as a country, that they leave the country. We will offer, myself and Mr. Timothy Stone, who's an assistant district attorney here, and Mrs. Layton, and Mrs. Moore, who is a daughter of the Methodist superintendent, a member of our staff, and Mr. Michael Pokes, who's been with CBS as a commentator himself, have offered to be hostages if it will serve any purpose, because we feel that they are defeating the progress of social justice in this country, and they are threatening the very life of a free republic.
Pastor Jim Jones of the People's Temple Church in Redwood Valley, a member of that church, now telling us that Jim has made that offer because of similar circumstances which he has been personally involved with. The Greater Ukiah Chamber of Commerce is moving along with its attempts to keep at least one service station in the town open to request additional gasoline allocations for the
afternoon. It's 56 degrees, low tonight 42, high tomorrow 63. And that's the latest from the Associated Press and the KUKI News Desk. Now we return you to a prelude to a winter evening. Offered themselves hostages to the Symbionese Liberation Army in exchange for kidnapped newspaper heiress Patricia Hurst. The offer was made to the Hurst family several days ago privately by Jones and has since leaked out to the public. In commenting on the offer, Jones says they were not trying to hide anything, only do that which they thought was right. And he again deployed the tactics of the SLA in the kidnapping. In a moment, weather. The typical alcoholic.
In the north and mostly fair in the south.
Middle age. Black, white, rich, poor, native born, immigrant. The typical alcoholic American is an unemployed, employed, housewife, Skid Row bum, teacher, laborer, business executive, minister, farmer, student, doctor, Catholic, Protestant, the typical alcoholic American is just like the typical American, except he is addicted to alcohol. There is no alcoholic type, just 9 million people, all kinds, and the only thing they have in common is that they are all sick people who need help. Help. Help do something about our number one drug problem, alcoholism. Write alcohol, box 2345, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Weather-wise, for Ukiah and northwestern California, increasing cloudiness with rain likely north of Cape Mendocino late tonight and at times through Saturday morning. Mostly cloudy elsewhere tomorrow with rain likely beginning tomorrow night through Saturday morning and clearing Saturday afternoon. It's 52 degrees, the low tonight 42, the high tomorrow 63.
That's the news to this moment from KUKI, where you always hear the latest news when it happens.
This is Dick Enberg. Welcome to Sports Challenge.
Sports Challenge, the greatest moments in sports history, brought to you by Summers Mobile Homes, 2501 North State Street, the mobile home dealer with the greatest ideas in mobile living, the Silvercrest, Granville, and Suncrest lines. Now here's today's Sports Challenge.
Today's category, Great Moments in Baseball. September 24th, 1969, The National League's Eastern Division title is about to be decided, and it's New York's darling Mets, once the doormat of baseball, now a legitimate contender, who are about to capture the honors of champions against the St. Louis Cardinals. We pick up the action at Shea Stadium, top of the ninth inning.
The crowd chanting, we're number one. The Mets made up 15 and a half games since the 13th of August. Lou Brock is on second, and Vic Pavilio is the runner on first with one man out. Ninth inning, 6-0 New York. Gentry working hard here against Joe Torre. Now in the set position, here's the pitch. Ground ball hit the shortstop. Carlson to Weiss, there's one. First base, ball, the Mets win. It's all over.
Summer's Mobile Home brings you Sports Challenge Monday through Friday at 9 in the morning and 7:05 in the evenings. Summer's Mobile Homes is the oldest established dealer for mobile homes in the Ukiah area. What this means to you is over 15 years of sales and service for Northern Californians and the high-quality Silvercrest line of mobile homes. Good-living mobile homes at amazingly low prices. But the price you'll pay will be more than offset by the top-notch construction and all-around livability of a Silvercrest Mobile. And selection, Summers has it, with the full line of Suncrest Mobile Homes, another name synonymous with quality and good living in mobile homes. No pressure from salespeople at Summers. You make your own decision in your own time. Your happiness with whatever mobile home you purchase is Summers' main concern. And, of course, they service what they sell at Summers Mobile Homes, 2501 North State Street in Ukiah.
The answer to your Sports Challenge question, in how many games in the 1969 World Series did the Mets defeat the Orioles? The answer, 5 games. When the Mets dropped the first series game in Baltimore 4-1, the expert predictions of an Oriole 4-game sweep were fortified. But the Mets came roaring back, taking the second game in Baltimore and sweeping all three Shea Stadium games, 5-0, 2-1, and then 5-3. For Sports Challenge, this is Dick Enberg.
Sports Challenge, another great moment in sports history, has been brought to you by Summers Mobile Homes, the oldest established dealer for mobile living in the Ukiah area, located at 2501 North State Street in Ukiah. Here's Sports Challenge with Dick Enberg, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. and 7:05 p.m. on your Voice of Sports, KUKI.